Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bibles ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get them so that we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Today's question is from Mia. Mia lives in North Carolina. That's kind of along the east coast of the United States. Well, Micah, can you tell us what Mia's question is?
If Adam wouldn't have eaten the fruit from the tree of good and evil, even though Eve did do it, would God have given Adam a new wife?
That's a great question. And I'd like to answer that question with two verses today.
Ooh, two?
Yes. Do you have your Bibles with you?
I hope so.
Let's turn to Psalm 84, verse 11.
All right, so Psalm chapter 84, verse 11. Psalm is in the middle of the Bible in the Old Testament. Job, Psalms, Proverbs. Okay, so we're right there in the middle. Psalm, and it's actually the biggest book in the Old Testament. Chapter 84, and then once you find 84, the big numbers, then you're going to look for those little numbers below it, verse 11. Aiden, what does that say?
For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
And then the second verse is Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 22.
All right, so the next book over, we were just in Psalm, now we're going to be in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 18, and then look at verse 22. And if you need more time, just press pause. That's okay. When you're ready, press play again. Here's what it says.
He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord.
So if we compare Psalm 84:11 and Proverbs 18:22, we discover that God doesn't withhold any good thing from those who walk uprightly. In other words, who do what's right. And the man who finds a wife finds a good thing. So the Bible doesn't tell us what would have happened if Eve had sinned and Adam hadn't sinned.
Bummer.
We just don't know.
Yeah.
But if we were to ask the question, could God have given Adam a new wife? My answer would be yes, absolutely.
Because a wife is a good thing, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
The same God who took out one of Adam's ribs and made a woman out of it could certainly take out another rib and make another woman to be Adam's new wife. And if God knew that another wife would be the best thing for Adam, that's what God would have given him.
Because God doesn't withhold any good thing.
That's right.
So we don't really know, but we do know that God will not withhold anything that's good for us. And that wives are a good thing. Well, a wife is a good thing.
A wife, yes.
Not wives. We don't want multiple wives.
Yes. I'm so thankful that God gave me a good thing.
Aww.
When he gave me my wife, Katie.
Aww. Thank you so much, Mia. You know, that's a big question. It's kind of theoretical because we don't really know the answer, but I'm looking forward to heaven when we can ask God. How about you? We're so glad you joined us today. If you want to find more programs and activities, go to our website, startingwithjesus.com. Don't forget to start each and every day with Jesus. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Last time we learned about Reverend Dudley and how he would vehemently preach against owning slaves. He even lost his job because of his preaching. Well, one day he was out in the country looking to buy a piece of farm equipment. And as he was checking it out, his sleeve got caught in the cogs and it ripped off his arm. I'm surprised that he didn't die right then and there, but they managed to stop the bleeding for a while. But you know what? His body was not able to recover. He could tell that his injury was going to be fatal and he was going to die.
So he wrote a letter to the Young Men's Christian Association saying, "Tell them to stand up for Jesus. Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?" That's when his friend George Duffield wrote the words to this hymn. He heard his friend's dying words and used it as he preached at Reverend Dudley Ting's funeral.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer from loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. Tell every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed.
Hello, boys and girls. Do you remember what happened last time? Well, Peter had been in Lydda, where Aeneas was, and Aeneas had been paralyzed for 8 years. And what did Peter do? He healed him. You're right. Well, then there were some men that came from Joppa, a town along the seacoast, and they came and they said, "You're needed right away. Hurry, hurry." And Peter went with them. Do you remember what had happened? A woman named Dorcas had died. The name Dorcas means gazelle or deer. Have you ever seen a gazelle or a deer? They can run really fast. They're not super big, but they are quick. And they need to be to outrun the predators that are trying to eat them. Well, Dorcas was quick, not to outrun predators, but she was quick to help people. If there was a family that needed food or clothes, she quickly gave them all that they needed. If people were sad, she knew how to comfort them and help them to be happy. Dorcas always seemed to know what to do to help people. It's no wonder that everyone was sad when she suddenly got sick and then she died. Have you ever heard of Dorcas and community services? Sometimes they're synonymous. That means they mean the same thing. A church might have a community service program where they offer services to the community for free to help those around them. In the past, community services has been called Dorcas, after this woman. They call it Dorcas because they help people, they care for people, they give them food or clothes. It's a wonderful program. Now often, though, we call it community services so that people better understand what it's all about. At our church, when we lived in Michigan, they had a big community service program, and every week they would open it up for the public to come in, and people would come and they might need food or clothes, and they were able to get it there, and church members could donate things to the community service so that the people that needed help could get those things when they needed them. Well, when Peter got to where Dorcas was, many people were there and they were all crying. They showed Peter some of the clothes that Dorcas had made, so Peter knew that, oh, they really missed her. They really needed her. He could see how sad they were. Let's look up Acts chapter 9, verse 39. We're going to go to our Bibles and see what happened next. Now, last time, we read verse 36, 37, and 38. That kind of set the stage. It showed us that what was going on. That they came and they got Peter and took him back with them. Now we're going to read verse 39. If you want to pause this recording and read 36, 37, and 38, if you may have missed it last time, you can. That's fine. We're going to read Acts chapter 9, verse 39. So Acts chapter 9, the book of Acts is divided into chapters. We're on chapter 9, and then under chapter 9, then we're going to read verse 39. Here's what it says.
And Peter arose and went with him. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room, and all the widows stood by him weeping, showing the tunics and garment which Dorcas had made while she was with them.
So did Peter go with them? He did. He went and they took him to that upper room where she had been laid. All the widows stood by him weeping, showing the tunics and the garments that Dorcas had made when she was with them. Peter asked the people to leave the room. He needed to pray alone. He knew that Jesus could easily make Dorcas live again, if it was his will. So you know what? That's just what Peter did. He asked Jesus to make her alive again. Peter stood up. Then, in the name of Jesus, he spoke to Dorcas. And Jesus answered Peter's prayer. Look at verse 40 and 41. Don't close your Bibles. We're looking at Acts chapter 9, verse 40 and 41. Let's see what that says.
But Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive.
So she saw Peter, she sat up, he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And then he had all the saints and the widows come and he presented her to them alive. Wow, what a wonderful miracle. How quickly the sad sounds in that house turned to happy sounds. Dorcas probably smiled as she saw the clothes that the widows had been showing Peter, and maybe she even started asking about people who needed some help. I bet she got right back to work. What do you think? What an exciting story. You know, in many churches, there are kind women who do helpful things for others, just like Dorcas did. How about in your church? Do you have a community service program? If you don't, that's okay. Maybe that's something that you would want to talk with your church leaders and your parents and see if something like that could be set up. Now, if you do have a community service in your church or maybe in a church nearby, how would you like to volunteer and see if you could help there? See if you could help to put food on the shelves or to fold some clothes. If you can't do that, because there might be some rules that don't let you do that, you could go and talk to them and interview them and ask them what it is that they do and how they help people in your community right there where you live. I want to challenge you to do that. I think it would be a great opportunity for you to learn more about that special service that your church or a church near you provides to those in need. Now, you might not have a community service anywhere near you. And if not, maybe check out your local food bank where they help people in your community to give food to them. There are lots of different programs that people are running and in charge of to help those around them. And I want to challenge you to go and talk to those leaders and ask them questions about what they do and how they help those in need. You know, helping those in need, it's what Jesus would do. It's what Dorcas did, and it's what he wants each one of us to do. So look for ways that you can help those around you. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, we pray for your eyes to see those in need, your hands to help those around us. Please give us opportunities to help those that might need some help, that we can show them your love. We love you, Jesus. Amen. We have our memory verse, Acts chapter 10, verse 34 and 35. We're going to sing this song together.
Acts 10, 34 and 35.
God shows no partiality. God shows no partiality. But in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. But in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. God shows no partiality. God shows no partiality.
Hey, moms and dads, have your kids been enjoying the Seed Pod? Oh, we love putting these programs together for you, and we're praying that it is a huge blessing in your home. Although this program is free, there are still expenses and costs to recording and producing them. We are asking if you would prayerfully consider financially supporting our ministry, Starting with Jesus. If you would like to make a one-time donation, or if you would consider partnering with us through ongoing monthly support, we would be eternally grateful. Either way, you can make a tax-deductible donation on our website, startingwithjesus.com/donation. That's startingwithjesus.com/donation. You can help us encourage our young ones to start each and every day with Jesus.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.